Hi, Charlie Nardozzi.
Hi, Mary English.
Do you have a second, and can you answer a whole lot of listeners' gardening questions?
I can't wait. Let's do it.
The first one is from Jennifer. Jennifer writes, I've discovered that my 1 acre wooded lot has Asian jumping worms. I've tried tea seed meal, soapy water, ground mustard seed. I'm really trying to keep my garden friendly to all pollinators and insects, so I'm trying to avoid insecticides. But Jennifer is wondering, do you have any other tips and tricks that might work for Asian jumping worms?
Well, Jennifer, I'm sorry to hear that you have them in your wooded area, because that's the biggest concern with the Asian jumping worms or the snake worms, is that they're eating all the organic matter and, of course, harming the forest that way. So as far as new things out there, there's research that's happening in Wisconsin and Cornell and even here at the University of Vermont with Joseph Goriv, looking at different things that they're trying to see if they will make a difference. Products such as biochar, which is like a charcoal that they're putting in the soil that supposedly drives the Asian jumping worms away. Diatomaceous earth is another one that it's a sharp little material, natural material. And then Joseph Goriv at UVM is doing some research on a fungus called Bovaria. This is a beneficial fungus you can put into the top inch or two of the soil that will drive the Asian jumping worms away. It goes under the trade name of Botanigard. None of this is definitive, and especially with the fungus, they're looking at any kind of side effects that might harm other things in the soil. I think just staying on top of it, and I'll continue to do the same and keep listening. If I hear anything, I'll talk about it on All Things Gardening.
Okay, next question from Courtney in Arlington. Courtney writes, for the last 2 summers, my Brussels sprouts have not been forming sprouts and are leafing out where the sprout should be forming. It's never happened before. Do you know what's causing this?
Yes, I do, Courtney, because I have it too. It's called a swede midge. It's a small little aphid-like insect that gets into the growth point of anything in that broccoli, Brussels sprout, cauliflower family and causes that deformation. The thing I do for it is I rotate crops. So I don't plant anything in that family in a bed for 3 years. And then when I do plant them, I cover them immediately with micromesh, which is a window screen-like material that blocks out all kinds of insects, including swede midge. And that seems to work really well. So give that a try next year.
Carol in South Burlington wants to know what this disease on their daylily flowers is. Do you have any ideas?
Well, yeah, she said it's a disease on the flower petals, and then she said the petals are sticky, so I'm not quite sure which way to go with it. If it's sticky, it could be an aphid or a thrip that's causing some of the damage. If it's just the water spots that I saw on there, it's probably some kind of fungus, maybe related to the wet spring and early summer we had. Either way, the best thing to do would be to clean it up really well this fall. Get all the old blossoms out of there, flower stalks, leaves, all of that stuff. Make sure it has good air circulation next year, and the weather will be different next year, so hopefully you won't have it.
Next from Tim and Jana and Paulette. They write, we bought a peach tree from a local nursery several years ago. The tree is grafted onto hardy rootstock for our area, but it appears that we now have trees coming up in our lawn, meadow, and every berry patch almost 20 feet from that tree. Is there anything that they can do to limit the root growth and still have productive peach tree?
Yes, Tim and Jana, that does happen with rootstocks of lots of fruits, including peaches. And unfortunately, there's not a lot you can do other than continually to mow them down or cut them down. Those rootstocks are very vigorous. That's part of the reason why they use them as a rootstock on a fruit tree. But they also send up these suckers, as you're seeing. So there's no material that you can really add to them to stop them from suckering. Just keep mowing them down.
This last question from Stephanie in Essex. Stephanie planted asparagus crowns this spring. They finally started growing when the soil warmed in June. Stephanie writes, I made a huge mistake. I ignored them until last week, and I found tons of asparagus beetles. Have I ruined my plants? Do I start over? Stephanie writes, I will accept my fate as you decree.
I am the asparagus lord, and I decree that you are worthy of growing asparagus, and you shall have asparagus in your future. When those asparagus beetles come in there, they can be devastating to your plants, as you can see. So what you want to do this fall is cut down all those ferns, remove them from the area, and then next spring, as soon as those asparagus start popping out of the ground, take a look for those orange-colored beetles with black dots on them and grab them and put them in a bowl of soapy water. Continue to do that. Once the ferns come up, they will lay some eggs, and you have these kind of grayish-black soft larvae on the ferns. Squish those as much as you can, and you will have asparagus in your future.
Send your late summer gardening questions or fall gardening questions to gardening@vermontpublic.org. And listen to this wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.